UT researchers spreading the good news about cellulosic biofuels. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. University of Tennessee's Dr. Kelly Tiller had a busy schedule last week as she testified before a congressional subcommittee hearing on the future of our bioeconomy.
Well, I talked about some of the, in particular, our vision for growth in the area of cellulosic biofuels, and in particular what kinds of challenges we have there in both manufacturing and in the ag sector for moving forward in a big way with cellulosic biofuels.
Dr. Tiller says as an economist, she can see the numbers coming together to make this new bioeconomy start to click and become a profitable enterprise.
We have all of the basic pieces in place. What we need to do now is put them together, and a very big part of putting it together is getting a stable, sufficient, sustainable supply of the feedstock for this new industry. And that's where I think our farm community has such a big role to play and is really integral to the ultimate commercial success.
Dr. Tiller and many other experts at UT and at Oak Ridge National Laboratory have been working for quite a while now on the research for cellulosic biofuels, which would utilize crops like switchgrass and wood chips grown by farmers that would then turn into fuel.
It's a little bit early to look at what a profitable enterprise will look like in the next few years, as far as what size it will be, what kinds of what the system will look like, the production system, the harvesting, those kinds of things. But it's clear that if this is going to succeed, it needs to be profitable for the farmers. They certainly have to have a very good incentive to participate in this industry.
This was Dr. Tiller's second testimony before Congress. Her first came with her work with tobacco. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the CRN.